This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Remember this Memorial Day. Certainly it was an American holiday. We know it's always observed on the last Monday of May. We honor the men and women who died while serving in our military in the United States. And I've said this before, I said it on a previous show. It's something that probably should have happened sooner, but it became a holiday in 1971. So there were lots of visits to cemeteries, memorials, people holding gatherings and being part of parades to recognize those that perished in wars, going all the way back to the Civil War, which, of course, ended in the spring of 1865. To me, the tributes really stick in your throat when you think of what's happened in the wars that have happened from Korean War, Vietnam War, our recent wars, to World War One and Two, and everything in between, and as I said, starting with the Civil War. So cities and towns across the United States hosting all kinds of different events, again, to recognize military personnel, even incorporating military personnel to recognize those that have gone before. Some of our biggest parades take place in Chicago, New York, and, of course, Washington, D.C. I think the awesomeness of the Arlington National Cemetery, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, all the white tombstones of so many, 400,000 that have died in wars, and then seeing families huddled around some of those stones, recognizing the husband, the father, the nephew, the grandson, or perhaps the granddaughter, the daughter, the niece, who died for our freedoms. So I salute all of those families and, of course, all of those who fought for our freedoms. My name is Kate Delaney. Thank you so much for joining us on this Memorial Day as we swing into another week, the tail end of Memorial Day. It is also a day that many have off. I said that in the previous show, so we've seen that there are more celebrations than we've had in the past because we went through this pandemic where there were lockdowns and nobody flying and not being able to get together with relatives, and now that has all been pretty much lifted. I think some are slow and cautious about what they're doing, but I'm seeing a lot of people without masks and then some with masks. I say, you know, either way, because you don't know the individual person's situation, but I definitely am seeing more smiles, let's put it that way. More people are returning to entertainment, going back to sporting events. We saw the Indy 500, 135,000 people were there. That's like 40% capacity. There are more people at baseball games, Major League Baseball games. Same thing when it comes to the playoffs with the NBA or the NHL or other sporting events. We're also seeing a trend of more people feeling comfortable enough that they are going back to watch. The world has shifted. It's different for our friends, and some of you are listening to us now in other parts of the world, depending on where they live. We're seeing the atrocious, horrible things that are happening in India because of this SOB of a virus. But we're also seeing that things are slowly, in some areas, opening up. Travel will be interesting, international travel, because of the arguments over vaccine passports. In some of the sporting events I mentioned, they talk about if you're vaccinated, you know, don't wear a mask. If you aren't vaccinated, wear a mask, except if you're eating. But this is the honor system. We've said this a million times. You think somebody's going to say, oh, I'm not vaccinated, but I'm going to do what I please. Well, we've seen on planes there's been arguments over that because you have to mask. But I'm saying it's pretty much the honor system when it comes to somebody who's not vaccinated saying, yeah, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm in a restaurant, I'm doing whatever. But if you're vaccinated, that won't ping back on you. As I've had a lot of people send me emails about, does this mean that this affects me? The person it affects could be them, depending on where you think we are with this COVID variants, etc. In the United States, it does look as though I don't know if we have herd immunity, because we certainly didn't hit that number we would have had to hit, according to scientists, to get herd immunity. But I think enough people are vaccinated, they feel comfortable, and that's why we're seeing, like I said, those wide smiles. I mean, hey, is it the honor system, or do you have to show a card at Krispy Kreme? You know, they've given away 1.5 million donuts to vaccinated people. Yes, it's true. And we do have some numbers when it comes to vaccinations. Somebody asked me that the other day. In fact, a couple of people asked that in the mailbag. They were asking about, well, you know, how many people have been vaccinated. And the number we have from Johns Hopkins University is 167.7 million people have been vaccinated. So if you do the numbers, it's roughly almost 60% of the eligible population. So that's not the 80% that was equal to herd immunity, according to scientists. And this is 12 and older, and then 50% of the total population. So that's eligible population, then 50% of the total population. So you get it there when you look at what those numbers are. And now it's about what happens next and moving forward. Are people going to be required to be vaccinated at certain companies? Are they going to be required to be vaccinated to fly overseas? Are they required to show a vaccination card? Who knows? At this point, we don't. And here's a follow-up to something that was huge over the weekend in Texas. Texas Democrats walked out. They defeated a Republican push to pass a new set of voting restrictions with a late-night walkout from the Statehouse chamber on Sunday, and sent a message to the president, and they say, other Democratic allies in Congress saying, if we can protect voting rights, you can too. 60 Democratic lawmakers headed off the expected passage of SB 7. It was a voting measure that would have been one of the most stringent in the nation, but the Republicans couldn't get the required quorum, so it forced them to adjourn without taking a vote, because the House had stayed up through Saturday into Sunday and voted for it. The Senate. So they had voted for it in Texas, and boy, that would have made some big changes when it came to the midterm elections. Stay tuned for more on that. What's on tap coming up on the flip side?
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Brand new, what's on tap coming up? The FDA, will they approve an Alzheimer's drug that some say is a miracle, others say, not enough data or evidence? The Supreme Court, what's on their docket that could affect all of us? Well, it's the highest court in the land, so almost anything that happens in the Supreme Court hits us in some way. Ben and Jerry, they could be getting into the CBD lane. Would you get an ice cream with CBD in it? I'm just saying. It's everywhere. I mean, CBD is everywhere. It's the hottest thing to sell. Whoever jumped on that early and had a good storefront going on, they're probably just cleaning up. They're probably printing money in the back. Naomi Osaka leaves the French Open. Why? And what's on tap for her? And why is it significant as to why this tennis player, who is a top-rated female tennis player, one of the tops in the world, walked away temporarily from the game? Why is that significant to so many people who suffer from the same thing she does? There's the hint. All right, Alzheimer's. You know, we've had people on this show who have written about Alzheimer's in our author's corner, talked about caring for people with Alzheimer's. I watched my great aunt and just a couple of times had a chance to interact with her and saw what happened with her family and how sometimes she recognized me in the few times I saw her and sometimes she didn't. One time she could play. I mean, she was a wicked domino player and she just cleaned up the floor with us and made jokes and it was great. And then the next second she wasn't able to do that. So Alzheimer's, the thing we don't want to get, where you just can't remember anything, can't remember people, and there's different levels of it and different symptoms, and we know that. There's early Alzheimer's, even. By June 7th, the FDA is expected to make one of its most important or biggest decisions in years, certainly, whether to approve a drug for mild cognitive impairment or what they call early stage dementia caused by Alzheimer's. It would be the first treatment ever sold, ever, did you hear that, to slow the deterioration in brain function caused by the disease, not just to ease the symptoms. So you're starting to forget, et cetera, not just to ease them, but to completely change that. So it would be the first new Alzheimer's treatment since 2003. Now, from what I understand, this medication, and a lot of people are starting to write about it. I just read something in the Washington Post about this and talked to someone about this, and we're going to have somebody on next week to talk about it. But the medication is this monoclonal antibody, so basically a protein made in a lab that can bind to substances. So it's a sticky plaque compound that many scientists believe damages communications between brain cells and eventually kills them. The treatment is designed to trigger an immune response that removes the plaques. Approval not assured. So on tap is the conversation. Will it be approved? Who knows? Everyone agrees there is an enormous need for this. 6.2 million Americans have Alzheimer's, and what about others in the world? That number, by the way, in the United States, expected to double by 2050. It's a complicated history on this drug. So researchers, doctors, patients, advocates, I mean, people do not agree on this and what regulations should stand for it. There are critics that say the drug trials data falls short of proving the drug works. They say that one of the late stage trials was positive, the other was negative, and it wasn't convincing evidence wise. And they say the worst thing for people with Alzheimer's would be to put out a product that doesn't work. What does the FDA do? It's on tap. We'll talk about it, and we're going to continue to talk about Alzheimer's as we have on this show, because many of you have dealt with relatives who have Alzheimer's, and it's really, really sad and rough to watch that deteriorating process. All right, speaking of watching, we'll be watching what happens with the Supreme Court. There are a couple of things in their final weeks of their term, of this term, that they'll be talking about. It gets kind of wild, the weeks in 2021. The term for the past 8 months has just been smashed full of all kinds of things. You know, healthcare, voting, et cetera, all that being discussed. One of the things that will come up for sure is going to be Fulton versus Philadelphia, and it's being closely watched. It's setting LGBTQ rights against the Constitution's protection of religious freedom. So this isn't anything new, but you've got another conservative on deck on the court who's there already, so that could go in a different direction than some people originally thought. Of course, Obamacare. 11 years after Congress approved Obamacare, 9 years after the court upheld the constitutionality, here we go again. There's another argument about this, but the Supreme Court probably unlikely to topple the Affordable Care Act. Probably not going to do that, but that's going to come up. And also, whether a penalty of whatever can be justified legally as a tax, you know, with the whole Obamacare law, with taxing, etc. And there are several other key decisions that the Supreme Court will be talking about, and that's on tap, and we're going to talk about some of those coming up. And one of the big things also is there going to be a vacancy? Because this is a pretty big one. What happens with Justice Stephen Breyer? Does he decide to retire after 27 years on our highest court? Bill Clinton was the guy who nominated him. There is pressure for perhaps a change there. He hasn't indicated what he's going to do, but there's lots of conversation surrounding it. You know, that's going to be something that's going to be close to the vest. But when you talk about packing the court, numbers, that's pretty big, I would say. Absolutely. What about Naomi Osaka? Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open because of a media boycott. But what's on tap for her future and why did that happen is she's taking time away from the court because she revealed that she's got serious depression and social anxiety, and she really struggles with it. What happened was she got fined some serious dough because she didn't want to go and talk to the reporters after her first round win, and then she had to pull out of it because she couldn't do it, because she just that was it. She's like, yeah, I have to pull out. And then more was revealed that she's really dealt with this for quite some time, that she's had long bouts of depression since the U.S. Open in 2018, and she's had a hard time coping. She's introverted. She said anyone who sees her at tournaments notices that she's wearing headphones that dulls her social anxiety. And she says the tennis press has always been kind to her, that she's not a public speaker, and she gets huge waves of anxiety before she speaks to the world's media. She gets nervous, thinks it's stressful. So in Paris, she was feeling vulnerable and anxious. She thought it was better to exercise self-care, she said, and skip the press conferences. Then she got slammed with the fines and was criticized and written up and all kinds of things, and decided, I'm just going to tell people what's happening with me. So she dialed out, and when she comes back in, who knows when that is. But I think it's shining a light on anxiety and so many issues that people are dealing with that we never talk about. So good for her, and I think that probably helps a lot of people, actually. All right, and finally, we top it off with Ben and Jerry's CBD. Yep, they made an announcement in 2019. CBD ice cream was coming. It's coming. They said as soon as it's legalized at the federal level. 2 years later, not available to the public, but they're waiting for the green light for the cannabis-infused foods because demand is rising, and they're getting a lot of people that are begging them to do this. Edibles are huge. It's a billion-dollar market, people. And everybody wants a piece of it that's in that game. So money is being left on the table, and Ben and Jerry's wants that money. They want to put in their CBD. I'm betting in some places it would be a very big seller. I mean, edibles in the United States grew 20% last year, $1.1 billion. Those numbers are from Surfside. They're a data analytics company. They specialize in cannabis and tracking such things. What would they call it? Want to get high? Mailbag next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization is changing the way it names variants of the coronavirus, it says, to simplify the nomenclature around the most concerning strains. The variant first identified in the UK, known as the B117 strain, will now be known as the Alpha variant, the strain from South Africa to be called the Beta variant, the Indian strain called Delta, and the Brazilian strain will be known as the Gamma variant. The WHO says it will continue to use Greek letters for any future strains that rise to the level of being a variant of concern. And on his first Memorial Day in office, President Joe Biden paid tribute to the nation's fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A former president is criticizing the current one over the crisis at the southern border. Tim Berg reports.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything, they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the manhunt continues for three suspects accused of opening fire at a Miami banquet hall Sunday morning, killing two people and injuring 21. Newly released surveillance video shows three masked assailants getting out of an SUV, then running back to it following the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. In fact, it's flooded once again, always. KDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. You can send me your thoughts right there. All right, this one comes to us from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, a shout out to all those families who lost loved ones during recent wars and just remembering people of the past who have given their lives for our freedoms. I think it's so easy to forget, as we have become much better at recognizing those in uniform now, but those that have fallen, and there are a lot that have fallen. I know you've talked about it in the past, books that you've read, people that you've had on the show, and how often we just don't take that time to remember. So I think it's important that Memorial Day is that time to do it, that at some point you remember that. Oh, I concur, of course, absolutely. I'd say for everybody, if you go to Washington, D.C., you've got to go to those monuments. Then you really feel it. And I'll tell you what, you take a night tour, and then you see how you feel when you go past the and look at the names on the Vietnam Wall, the Korean War Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, Washington's Memorial that's there, and the other war memorials surrounding it. It is, it takes your breath away. It really, really does. And then going to Arlington, to me, is ultimately the thing that really resonates because you see so many graves and you feel that. You feel that sense of loss. That's what you feel. But also that there were people that fought for us, that were there, that were involved, that were invested. And then you go to the grave of the unknown soldier, the tomb of the unknown soldier, and you see that. And you see that eternal flame, the JFK eternal flame, and whew, it really catches you. It really, really does. So thanks for that reminder. Yes, of course, definitely. This one from Sam. Sam says, Kate, what's going on with cruise ships? My wife and I are thinking about taking a cruise. We never have, but because of the pandemic and everything that's happened, and I know they're floating petri dishes, you call them, but I think that we could get some bang for our buck and just relax and take a breath once cruises are up and going, because if anything, I think they would have much stricter protocols. Well, cruise lines that operate out of Florida, it's interesting you bring that up, and I think that's where you are, Sam. They've got kind of a war going on with the governor because of his ban on vaccine passports. He had an executive order that bans vaccine passports that goes into effect July 1st. Now, Celebrity Cruises, and I think I said this on a previous show, is the first cruise line to get approval from the CDC to sail with paying passengers, but the agreement, hear this, hinges on a requirement that 100% of the crew members, and this is really wild, 95% of the passengers be fully vaccinated. So what is it, like eeny, meeny, miny, mo? We have a full boat, but there's a small percentage of you that are going to be allowed on the boat that are exempt from the vaccine. DeSantis said he's not wavering his ban. He told reporters that cruise lines won't be exempt from a $5,000 fine per customer asked to provide proof of vaccination. So now if a lot of cruises leave from Florida, they leave from Tampa, they leave from the East Coast too, of course, Miami, other ports. Will they abandon ship and leave Florida? That's a lot of money that gets pumped normally, would be pumped into that area. People staying in hotels overnight, scurrying to get on the ships, all of that. This is a wild one to watch. DeSantis swears, we're going to enforce Florida law. He said, Florida law. We have laws to protect the people and privacy of our citizens. We're going to enforce it. He says it over and over and over again. He's not kidding. Anybody who asks for the vaccine card and they know about it, they are going to find it. It doesn't matter, small business, big business. So you multiply the amount of people on a ship and that $5,000 per head, forget it. I think they're going to pull out. That's what I think they'll pull their ships out. For example, Norwegian Cruise Lines, they've told their investors that they might have to pull their ships from that state because of the restrictions. They might do it. I mean, it's a good area for them to have people fly in there. That's part of the reason, the access. And then plus where the ship leaves and where they're going to. Think about the Caribbean, all of that. So, woo. I really believe DeSantis. He's not. I'll tell you one thing about DeSantis. He is black and white. That's it. He is not anywhere in the middle. So he is not going to lean in a different direction on this at all with the vaccine passports. It's not happening. All right, this one is from Buck. Kate, first time I've sent you an email. I've been listening to the show recently. I'm in Oregon, and gosh, there's so many different things that I wanted to ask you about and talk about, but I guess I'll stick with this one thing. I'm looking at, and you've talked about it, the strain between Israel and what's happening with the Palestinians. I mean, to me, how are those relations ever solidified in an opposite direction? Because you said at one time that it was about land, and it goes back for a long time ago. How do you part with land, give up, say, forget about it, and then take that strip and basically strip it out? Well, here's the thing. So they're trying to think of this unit right now. They're trying to hash out some kind of a unity deal because they've got a deadline that's coming up. So if we talk about right now, today, what's happening, there is a movement to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu, the longtime prime minister in Israel. And if that happens, then what does that mean? There would be whoever the new person is that comes in, some of the names that are being discussed are leaning in different directions. I mean, Netanyahu has been there since, I want to say, 2009, and then he was also there in the late 90s. So I don't, he's not the guy who is giving lots of inches to the Palestinians and to what's happening on the Gaza Strip. If that changes, does that change an agreement? It could, depending on who gets in there. And that's kind of the thought right now. I mean, there's peace, but they're reopening the Jerusalem consulate. They're funding Palestinians, and there are strained relations. Right now, between obviously what's happening in that area, and it's been something that, like I said, we've dealt with for decades. But there are people that are funding the Palestinians. There are people that are, they say, by doing that, they're emboldening Hamas, and then that's crippling some of the relations to somehow, you know, buoy this back in the right direction. And the opening of the Jerusalem consulate, what does that mean? That's another stay tuned, seriously. All right, this one is from Lindsay. And Lindsay says, hey, Kate, I'm wishing or hoping that you had some rest and some downtime with your family over the Memorial Day weekend. I've noticed that you were talking a lot lately about cyber attacks. Did you know there was another cyber attack? This time, the world's largest meat supplier. Geez, I mean, if people aren't paying attention to what's going on with cyber and security in their companies, they better think again quickly. Yeah, you're talking about the JBS thing, and they are the world's largest meat supplier. They say it's an organized cyber attack. They put out a statement. They're in Greeley, Colorado. They say that it affected some of their servers supporting North America and Australian IT systems. They immediately suspended all the affected areas. They notified the authorities in both places. They activated a global network of IT pros that they had, third party, to try to figure it out. The backup servers weren't affected, so that's good. And they're working with an incident response firm to restore the systems as fast as they can get them back up. Wow. So we've had the Colonial Pipeline, which is the key artery in energy infrastructure. It was disrupted, the transportation of fuel. We saw that 1,200 gas stations didn't have fuel. There was panic buying. That's what happened to the gas shortages, why we had them. Now you have JBS. They're a leading processor of beef, pork, and other prepared foods. Does it affect customers, suppliers? We don't know at this point. They're not saying that. And they're not saying, by the way, that data has been hacked into or compromised or any of that. It seems like they jumped on this pretty quickly. Is it going to be another one of these things where they have to pay some sort of ransom? It could be. Could be that that's what it is. All right, we're headed to the man cave next.
Regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's time to
invade the man cave.
Indeed, we are in the man cave. We are in the man cave. And you know what? That applause is for all of you, the sports fans who are back in the seats, and they're igniting the ones who aren't unruly, and they're igniting their hometown heroes and having a lot of fun with it and bringing youngsters back, etc. And it's really a good thing to see, because whether you're a sports fan or not, I can take our temperature here in the United States as somebody who is a content junkie besides politics and business and life styles, et cetera, and things that we talk about here in the show. Of course, I have a big part of my work in the sports arena, and I see what it does for people who are suffering from all kinds of things and how it lifts people's spirits. Not when your team loses, but when they, you know, when they win. So people are coming back, and we saw that with the Indy race. That was huge, because that was the biggest crowd yet, the 135,000. I mentioned it briefly at the top. So for the racing world to welcome that many people at Indy, that's a very, 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 let me say that again, a very, very, very big thing. It's history, it was very strange to not have people there last year, but Helio Castroneves won $1.8 million for his fourth Indy 500 win, which the old men rule. You know, he's in his 40s. So the crowd was pretty kind of, they were psyched, period, but they were psyched about about that, and he joins the history by, you know, only a few others that have won four in the history of the Indy 500. So the victory celebration was on, and it was fun to see. It was fun to see the 105th running of the Indy 500 with actual fans there. Fans, uh-huh. And it'll be bigger next time. So 40% of the track's unofficial capacity, a huge number. And it's likely the highest attended sporting event in the U.S. since the onset of the pandemic. All right, what in the world is going on with unruly fans? You know, what happens in an NBA game that you have a coach saying that people are barbaric and stay home, we don't need you? The Wizards coach, Scott Brooks, was just furious for the fan who ran out onto the court. He couldn't believe that that was happening in the third quarter of Game 4, a big one between Washington and Philadelphia, because Philadelphia could have swept Washington. They didn't. They lost. But it really disrupted the game to have the fan go on the court. The fan was tackled by security, and then the Wizards put out a statement saying, during this evening's game, a fan was apprehended by Capital One Arena Special Police after attempting to breach the court. He'll be banned from the arena, and charges are being pursued with DCMPD. And, you know what, I think it's, he said, banning them, this and that, what does it mean? Is there facial recognition? He wanted to know. He said, I don't know if there's a criminal charge, but they got to get something on their record, they got to get exposed, they have to pay money out of their own pocket. He was furious that that happened and said, you know, they shouldn't get any kind of a slap on the wrist. It should be much more serious than that. That if they love their athletes, why in the world would you disrupt a game like that? Why would you do that? And it was a very, very big game. Like I said, the Wizards played a great game. They beat the 76ers 122-114. Russell Westbrook had 19 points. He was incredible on the boards, 21 boards. I watched the second half of that game, so I know I was watching it. And then the other NBA game, the Jazz beat the Grizzlies 120-113. The Jazz lead the series 3-1. And it was probably an emotional one for some people. And it's sad for me because Mark Eaton, who was a former Jazz great, he was just a defensive juggernaut on that court. And I, of course, didn't get the pleasure of seeing him play, but I know from watching footage of him, I met him as he was a speaker. I was introduced to him at a speaker's event because I am a speaker too. And he's, in fact, prominently featured in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. I mean, he had the heart of a lion. This was a guy who was a mechanic, worked his buns off to make it into the NBA, and did so, and was an all-star again and again and again, and was a big reason Utah won the way they were able to win and put them in great positions. And unfortunately, he died in a bike crash, and they say an apparent bike crash. He was a real sports enthusiast. He'd been on shows here on these airwaves and on other sports shows with me to talk about the NBA or to talk about overcoming the odds. And, you know, when he was at UCLA, he told me that Wilt Chamberlain told him that, you know, if you want to be able to do, instead of running all over the place, What you need to do is stop and focus on one thing. And what is your one thing? And this is in my book. He said, play defense and park under the basket. That's it. And that was the light bulb he needed. So Mark played for the Jazz for 11 years. He became one of the best defensive players in basketball history. He was my pal. I'm sad that that happened. I'm sad for his family. And I was sad to hear of that on Friday night. They don't know really all the details. They don't think it was anything to do with a car, but he was riding his bike, and they found him, took him to the hospital. He's unconscious, and he never regained consciousness and died. So rest in peace, big man for sure, absolutely. Just 64 years old, 3,064 blocks fifth in that category, behind the great Akeem Olajuwon, Dikembe Mutombo, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Artis Gilmore. Wow, wow, wow. All right, I said that, you know, we're in the NBA finals now, and of course we're also on the ice, we're into the finals too as well. There are some big games coming up this week. You've got the Celts and the Nets. That's Tuesday, and the Nets lead that series 3-1, so they can wrap that puppy up. The Trailblazers and the Nuggets, that series is tied at 2. The Lakers and the Suns, they're also tied at 2. They're all playing on Tuesday. The Dallas Mavericks are playing the Clippers in Los Angeles. That series is tied at 2. They have the late game on Wednesday. And this series is interesting because you have the home team losing both games. So the Mavericks won in Los Angeles both games. The Clippers won both games in Dallas, and now they go back to L.A. Jazz and the Grizzlies, I mentioned already, Utah leading that series. The Knicks and the Hawks, Atlanta leads 3-1 there. That's going to be played in New York at the Garden on Wednesday. And we'll see what the 76ers are able to do on Wednesday. At home, they have that 3-1 edge, the Wizards beating them on Monday. As I mentioned, the craziness of that game and the fan running out, and that's at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly. Big news tennis-wise is what I talked about earlier, Naomi Osaka, the fact that she pulled out of the French Open. She withdrew, and she announced on social media that she's going to take some time away from the court. This was one day after she was fined and threatened with harsher sanctions for skipping her mandatory media obligations. She said she needed self-care, that she suffers from anxiety and depression, and it was too much for her, and she needed to withdraw. Serena Williams, who won her first-round match, was asked about that, and she said she feels for Osaka, and she needs to do what she needs to do. Roger Federer won his first slam match since his surgery, so he's been kind of missing in action from the tour, and there was actually a crowd there, like, what's the crowd? 1,000 people. But he did, you know, he had 1,000 people there watching him, and he is something to watch, Roger Federer. I've had the pleasure of being courtside and seeing him many, many times in my lifetime. Same thing with Serena Williams, too, by the way. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Shout out to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Take care, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.